Welcome to the Techie Girl Podcast, brought to you by your host, Stephanie Lutore. Hey everyone, welcome to this week's podcast. Today I'm going to be talking to you a little bit about Facebook ads. I have a love-hate relationship with Facebook ads. I love them, but that can be frustrating sometimes. So I want to talk to you a little bit about what are the benefits first of Facebook ads. Obviously, promoting your business, your product, your service, your brand, whatever it may be on Facebook, it can get a little expensive at times. And, you know, you can see, I've heard people spending thousands of dollars on their launch just on Facebook ads. Now, these advertisers are literally giving their entire advertising budget just to Facebook for two reasons. One, it works, and two, the conversion rate is somewhat lower. So basically, you're paying less per lead on Facebook than you are on other platforms. So the reason that they work, that they're switching over, is because they've gotten their ad optimization down perfectly. So they're spending less on their conversion and they're getting more. So the first thing you want to do when you're setting up your Facebook ad is make sure that you set a bid cap. So make sure that you have a daily budget. So if you have a daily budget of $10 and your campaign objective is to get people to click on your ad and go to your website, then to a landing page where you're selling them a $50 item, I'm just making stuff up here, and you make profit of $25 per item. So basically with that, you're willing to spend 50 cents per click if you do the math. Now, 50 cents per lead is essentially what you're paying for this. So you want to make sure, and there's a worksheet in the Freebies Club that will help you break this down as well. You definitely want to check that out if you're looking to see, but take a look at your budget and see what you can spend per person and how many people you need, and that will tell you what you need to be spending on your cap. So the next thing you want to do is make sure that you're creating an ad that gets people to engage with you. I mean, getting people to engage with your ad is probably one of the best ways to minimize your costs. And it's a lot easier said than done, I know. We all want to get the highest possible conversion rates and have everyone we target look on our ad, but obviously that's not always going to happen. So what you want to do is ask yourself, if you were your target audience, would you stop scrolling your newsfeed to look at your advertisement? That should kind of help you to, and don't be objective, don't be biased, but make sure that you're taking a second look at it. And if you have questions, find someone who is your target audience and say, hey, what do you think about this ad? So the next step I'm going to give you is to give away free stuff that has value. So don't just be giving something away for free because you can. So don't be just giving away a social media guide because you can give away a social media guide. Explain to them, what is the social media guide? How is it going to help them? Who is it for? What's it going to do for them? So depending on your industry, your audience may be encouraged to engage with your advertisement if you're giving them something of value that addresses their pain points. So a short email course, a free sample, a free trial, a discount code, so much. There's so many different things that you can do here, but make sure that you're giving them something of value. So the next tip I'm going to give you is to target your custom and lookalike audiences. Now, this you can do easily with if you have a Facebook pixel, make sure that you're using that so that you can create your custom audience. You also want to make sure that you are using the Facebook ads builder, which will help you to find, you know, you type in that you're looking for people who like fishing. Well, they're going to tell you that according to their research, people who like fishing also like these 10 other things, boats, fishing rods, whatever it may be. And that'll help you to build a very specific audience. The last step I'm going to give you is to split test your way to success. So don't make just one or two ads. If you're really, really serious about doing this, then make a couple different ads and test out your different audiences. See which ones do well and see which ones don't do well. And the ones that don't do well, look at why they didn't do well. The ones that did well, look at why they did well. And use that to create your super mega ads in the future. All right, if you have any questions about this, just comment down below or come find me in the Facebook group. I'll see you later. Bye. This podcast has been brought to you by EG Management Consultant. You can learn more at our website, egmanagementconsultant.us.